From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo left Singapore for Seoul and Beijing to brief South Korea's president, the U.S. military commander in South Korea, Japan's foreign minister, and Chinese officials about Tuesday's U.S.-North Korea summit. President Donald Trump Wednesday said his meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un may have prevented a nuclear catastrophe. Appearing on the Sean Hannity program in Fox News, he spoke of halting joint U.S.-South Korean military exercises.
One of the things that I'm very happy about, we're not going to play the war games anymore, which, you know how expensive that is? We're flying these massive bombers in for practice from Guam. Mm. I said, how far is Guam? 6.5 hours, sir. I said, that's a long way for a big bomber times, 20.
Yeah.
And lots of other planes coming in. So we're not going to be doing the war games as long as we're negotiating in good faith.
North Korea's state-run KCNA news agency described the Singapore summit as epic-making, opening the door to a radical switchover in hostile relations. It also said both leaders agreed to the principle of step-by-step and simultaneous action in achieving peace. But South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham had a warning for Pyongyang.
If there's a cheating North Korea in the future, if there's a promise and not deliver North Korea, then we're probably going to have a war. From President Trump's point of view, he has put his entire presidency on the line here.
KCNA made no mention of the country abandoning its nuclear program, but indicated both leaders accepted invitations to visit each other's capital. The UN aid chief Tuesday raised alarm over a worsening food crisis in Africa's Sahel region, with malnutrition rates skyrocketing. Mark Lowcock said 6 million are at risk. He said the crisis was the result of erratic rainfall since last year and appealed for donor countries to step up support. This is VOA News. Greece and Macedonia reached a historic settlement Tuesday to their decades-long dispute over the name Macedonia, shared both by the former Yugoslav Republic and the northern region of Greece. Pending outcomes of parliamentary approvals in both countries and a Macedonian referendum and constitutional change, the Balkan country will henceforth be known as the Republic of North Macedonia. Athens said it will also stop blocking Macedonia's effort to join NATO and the European Union. The head of the World Health Organization said it's too early to declare a victory over Ebola in Democratic Republic of Congo, but Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said he's encouraged by the progress being made.
When you compare that to my visits a month ago, as soon as the outbreak was declared, and now there are major developments or really good progress.
He said they're still at war and there is a need to continue to strengthen surveillance. Despite the DRC Health Ministry report of a new case of the deadly virus, the WHO credits swift deployment of an experimental Ebola vaccine for containing the outbreak. In Afghanistan, a district governor was killed in North Faryab province by Taliban fighters Tuesday, despite a temporary ceasefire announced by Kabul. In southern Ghazni province, the Taliban killed 5 security force personnel at a checkpoint near that district governor's home compound. More than 24 were wounded. Israeli security forces Tuesday began evicting Jewish settlers from several homes, which Israel's highest court ruled were built illegally on privately owned Palestinian land in the West Bank. The 15 homes are to be demolished over the next few days. Telecom giant AT&T Tuesday won court backing to buy Time Warner for $85 billion, despite efforts to block the deal by the Trump administration. Daniel Petrocelli is the AT&T lead lawyer.
We are gratified with the court's decision to categorically reject the government's bid to block this historic merger.
The deal, which could close as early as this week, would be the fourth largest ever in the global telecom media and entertainment industry. In professional golf, the 118th U.S. Open gets underway Thursday, and former world number one Tiger Woods says he's looking forward to returning to the competition in Southampton, New York.
I've won it 9 times. It's pretty special. So I'm looking forward to playing this week. I've really missed playing U.S. Opens, and this will be another fun test.
Woods, a 14-time major champion, has not won a major tournament since 2008 U.S. Open. Shares of Chinese telecom ZTE Corporation fell sharply in Asia trading Wednesday after reaching a settlement with the U.S. in a sanctions violation case. Washington banned the use of U.S. components for 7 years in April after discovering the company was shipping products to Iran and North Korea. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.